We're doing Tesam Rav. We're holding the last line of Daf Chesam Veis. Last line of Chesam Veis. Hahu Gavra Davak Hamazvin Chumri Paschaisa. There was a guy that was selling certain types of, for lack of a better word, trinkets or like little charms. Rashi says these were little butainish, like little buttons. Shaosin Shel Bedil. They would make them out of different materials, and they would link them on a chain, and you'd wear it as a necklace. So the guy was selling little things, a little salesman. Asoyahi Itza. A certain woman came, Amrele, and she said to him, Havli chad shucha, I'd like one string of those charms. Amrele, he said, oh yeah? Ihivni laich mikdashtali? If I give it to you, will you be mikdashas to me? So Amrele, yeah, she said, I mean, didn't you always want to be married to a trinket salesman? So Amrele, she said to him, Hava me hava, just give it to me. Amar Rav Chama, kol hava me hava lav klumhu. When she says, just give it to me, that does not make them married. Meaning, she's not saying, when she says, hava me hava, she's not saying, oh yeah, sure, I'd love to marry you, and if you give it to me, I'll be married to you. That's not what's going on. It's nothing. Hahu Gavra, similar story. There was a guy, Davikash Shasi Chamer B'Chanusa, who was drinking wine in a store. Asayihi Itza, a woman came, Amrele, havli chad kasa. She's like, I would like a glass of wine, which would mean cup. Kasa, right, a kos. Amra la, he said to her, Iyahivna laich mikdashtali, if I give you a cup of wine, will you be mikdashas to me? Amra la, ashkuyi ashkion, which means, just give me a drink. Amra Rav Chama kol ashkuyi ashkion, lav klumhu. When you say, ashkuyi ashkion, just give me a drink, that doesn't do anything. She's not mikdashas. Third story, ha'u gavra davaka shadi tamri midikla. There was a guy that was throwing dates off of a palm tree. He was shaking the dates off of a palm tree. He was picking the dates off of a palm tree. Which word means date? Tamar. Right, you learned from Rabbi Kamenetsky. You dated Tamar. So, asayai itza. So, a certain woman came. Amrele shadi li tarti. And she said, Amrele, she said to him, shadi li tarti, throw me two dates. Amar la, ishadina laich mikdashali. If I give you two dates, will you be mikdashas to me? Amar la, shadi mishta, just throw me the dates. Amar azid kol shadi mishta, lav klumu. That whenever she says something like that, that is worthless. What's the obvious question after you see this Gemara? Yeah, why do we need the same story with three different items? You could take a look at Tosos Dibur Maskil kol ashkui ashkui, and he discusses it, but not for now. Ibailhu. Have Ashki Vishadi Mahu. What if instead of saying you have Yehuve or Ashki Mashkian or Shadi Shaduye, she just says one word. She says, have, give it. Give me the jewelry. Ashki, I want to drink the wine, but only one word. Shadi, throw me the date. So what would be the din then? Do we then take it seriously that she's actually accepting the marriage proposal? So Amaravina Mikudashas. Ravina says, yeah, then they're actually married. Wow, what does that say about Dibur and Kiddushin? So we have to think about that. Rav Sama Bariksa Amar Taga Demalka Inu Mekudeshes. By the crown of the king, I swear, she's not Mekudeshes. Meaning, not only do I hold she's not Mekudeshes, I really hold she's not Mekudeshes. V'hilchsa, and the halacha is, now the Gemara is going to do something unusual. It's not only going to paskin on this issue, it's going to go back and paskin on the last two dapim, on all the major discussions of the last two dapim. V'hilchsa, the halacha is, eina mekudeshes. In our case, eina mekudeshes. Let's see if you can figure out the others. V'hilchsa, shira'i lo tzrichi shuma. What's that about? Good, the silk. Where did that appear? That was on Zayin Amud Beis. We had a discussion, when he gives silk, do you need to assess it in advance so that she knows exactly how much it's worth? Halacha is, nah, everyone knows it's worth more than a pruta, you don't need to know exactly. V'hilchasak Reb Lazar, and we also pass like Reb Lazar. Wow, who? What did Reb Lazar say? If you look at Rashi, third skinny line, V'hilchasak Reb Lazar, da'amar le'el davchesom et aleph, he's the one that said on davchesom et aleph, hiskad shili b'mane v'nasun ladinar, harezu mukudeshes v'yashlim. What did that mean? Good. If you say, I want you to be mekudeshes to me with a mana, and you only give her one dinar, she's mekudeshes, but you're going to have to pay off the rest later. And finally, v'hilchsa k'rava amrav Nachman. We also pass like Rava amrav Nachman. What did Rava amrav Nachman say? Look at Rashi again. What does Rava amrav Nachman say? Da amr le'el, who said previously in Davches, manein kan, mashkonein kan. You tell a woman you're being mekudesh with a mana, but instead of giving her a mana, you give her what? A mashkon, halacha is? Doesn't work. Because money in kan, you never gave her the money you promised her, and the mashkon was not kiddushin, so you gave her nothing. Main point number one, if a woman asks for something, and the man says he wants it to be for Kiddushin, and she just repeats her request, Eina Mikudashes. Woman asks for something, man says, okay, let it be for Kiddushin, she just repeats her request, Eina Mikudashes. Vaiter, Tan Rabbanan, we've seen this Gemara already, Bishtar Ketzad, how is one Mekadesh with a shtar? Kasav lo al niyar al cheres, if you write for him on a piece of paper or on a piece of pottery, apple pishen bal shava pruta, even though that piece of paper or that pottery is not worth a pruta, and he writes the following, bitcha mekudeshesli, your daughter should be mekudeshes to me, or bitcha muresesli, your daughter should be mureses to me, or bitcha lila into, your daughter should be my wife. That's all you need to write, and that's good, it's a good kiddushin. What do we not say over here? What does he not have to do? What did we highlight last time? No amira, exactly, he's just writing it. Maskevla Rabbi Zeir bar Mamal, Rabbi Zeir bar Mamal asks, wait a second, holo dummy haishtar l'shtar zvini. This is working so differently than a sale document, because normally, hasam mocher kosevlo sadai mechurilach, when you sell something, you sell a field, the seller writes a document that says, my field is hereby sold. Who would be the seller in this case, and who's the buyer, so to speak, in the case?
The woman's the seller.
The father or the woman is the seller, and the buyer is
the husband.
And yet the husband is the one over here that's writing the shtar. Hacha bal kosev. The husband's writing bitcha mekudeshesli, that your daughter is mekudeshes to me, question mark. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava answers, hasa me inyana dekra, vahacha me inyana dekra. That should have been a concept. That over there, we're patterning it after the way the Pasuk expresses it, and over here, it's patterned after the way the Pasuk expresses it. Meaning, the reason the seller writes a shtar mecher is because that's the way the Pasuk describes a sale, that it's a seller doing the sale. The reason why the husband writes a shtar kiddushin is because what does the Torah say about getting married? How does it describe it? Ki yikach ish isha, when a man takes a woman. Hasam ksiv, over there it says umachar me'achuzaso, when he sells from his ancestral land. B'mocher talar achmana, so it's all dependent on the seller. But hacha ksiv, over here it says ki yikach. So it's all about the husband. Asks the Gemara, yeah, but I'll show you another pasuk. Hasam namiksiv sados pekesef yiknu. There's another pasuk over there that talks about buying fields. So it's not on the seller, it's about a field, and it's on the buyer. Says the Gemara, karibe, and this is where nekudos would really come in handy. Karibe, not yiknu, but yaknu, or yakanu. That not that they are buying, but he is being maknet to someone else. Which means it's not talking about the buyer. Who's it talking about? The seller. My time a karisa be yaknu mishum dechsev umachar. Why do you want to read that as about the seller? Because there's another pasuk that says umachar. So you want the pasukim to conform to each other. You want every pasuk about selling land to be from the perspective of who? Of the seller. Well, hachinami karibe ki yukach dechsev es biti nasati lishazeh. And don't read the pasuk ki yikach ishisha, read it ki yukach, so that it would be about the woman, that she is taken. And because after all, we have a pasuk of as biti nasati li'ishazeh, which is from whose perspective? As biti nasati li'ishazeh. Whose perspective is that? The father of the girl, the one who's giving her up. So, question mark, we're still stuck over here. Why is it that by the buying and selling a field, the shtar is written from the perspective of the seller, but by being Kona and Isha, the shtar is written from whose perspective?
Man.
The man's perspective. Why? Don't tell me Pesukim. I got Pesukim on either side that could go both ways. So the answer is the Gemara, two possibilities. Ela amarava hilchasa ninhu. What does that mean? It's halach l'moshe m'sinai. We could look at Pesukim all day. We're not going to get the answer. This is the way God decreed it to be to Moses at Har Sinai. That's it. Hilchasa ninhu va'asmechinu rabbanan akra'i. The Rabbanan used Pesukim as an asmachta, as a way of remembering the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but really it's purely Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's one answer. V'iba yaseima hasam namiksiv ve'ekach es sefer amakne. Or you could say another answer is, by a sale document, the Pasuk says ve'ekach es sefer amakne, and that implies that the seller is giving it to the buyer. because over there it's Yirmiyahu Anavi talking, and Yirmiyahu is the buyer, and he's saying, I got the shtar, I got the shtar, I got the document. How did I get the document? Because the seller gave it to me. So you have an explicit pasuk where the seller gives the document. Period. That's the challenging part of the daf, of the Amud. Second main point. Shtar Kiddushin is written by the
man.
Shtar Mecher is written by
seller.
Either because of Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai or based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Either based on Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai or based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Further, V'yomer Rav Amram Nachman, Kasav Lo Al Niyaru Al Acheres, Afal Pi She'in Bo Shav Pruta. If you write on a piece of paper or a piece of pottery, even though it's worth less than a pruta, and you write the following, Bitcha Mekudashesli, Bitcha Muresesli, Bitcha Lili Intu, any of those languages. Bein Al Yidei Aviyah, Bein Al Yidei Atzma, whether you give it directly to her father, or you give it directly to her, and the father's aware of it, Mekudashes Mida'ato. As long as the father has das for this kiddushin, it works. How old a girl are we talking about? How old a girl are we talking about? It can't be older than a nara. Why not? Because we're talking about the father. It's got to be someone the father is right. Vuhu shalo bagra. That's what the Gemara points out. That's provided shalo bagra. At this point, I hope you know what shalo bagra means. It means she's not a bogeres yet. She's still young. But kasavla alaniyar o alacheres aval pishen bo shavar pruta. If you write on a piece of paper or a piece of pottery, even though the paper or pottery is not worth a shavar pruta, hareat mukadashesli. So what are we saying differently over here? Not bitcha mukadashesli, but you're writing hareat mukadashesli. Hareat lili into hareat muresli. I don't know why we changed the order. Halacha is mukadashes bein al yidei avia bein al yidei atzma. She could be mukadashes whether you give it to her or to her father, even if you give it to her father, but mida'ata. Not, it does not depend on the das of the father. Whose das does it depend on? Why? Why should it depend on her das? Oh, v'husha bagra. She's already a bogeres. So that's why it works with her das. Main point number three, writing bitcha mukadashes works only with the father's das when she's not yet a bogeres. Writing Hare'at works with her das when she is a bogeres. Since the next Amud's a little long and we're this one was pretty short, let's go a little further. By Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shtar Eris and Shakasu Shalol Lishma Mahu. What if you write a Shtar Kiddushin Shalol Lishma? What does it mean Shalol Lishma? He didn't write it Lashem this woman. You were going out with a girl since for years and years, and you always imagined that you were going to marry her. So you wrote up a shtar kiddushin, and then it turns out that you didn't marry her. She decided that she didn't like you anymore, and she went and married someone else. So you find someone else, but you have this nice shtar kiddushin. Can you just use that shtar kiddushin? Same name. Girl's got the same name, or it doesn't. You don't even need a name. It just says Harei Mekudeshes Li. Can you use that for this girl? So what's the din? So what this boils down to is how seriously do we compare a shtar kiddushin to what? To a get, which means what issue are we going to be dealing with? Makish Havayah L'Yetziyah. How far do we take Makish Havayah L'Yetziyah? Havayos L'Yetziyos Makshinam. Do we compare Kiddushin to divorce in the sense Ma Yetziyah bein L'Shma Af Havayos bein L'Shma? That just like get has to be done L'Shma, so too Kiddushin has to be L'Shma. Odil Ma Havayos L'Dadi Makshinam. Or maybe we compare different types of kiddushin to each other. Lahadadi means to each other. Makshinon we link. Ma havaya de kesef lo be'inon lishma. Just like when you do kiddushin kesef, the money didn't have to be minted or bought or acquired in any way. L'shem that isha. Af havaya de shtar lo be'inon lishma. So too, the shtar doesn't have to be written. L'shem that isha, as long as you give it to her, l'shem her. You don't have to write it l'shem that isha. So that was the shaila. Do we compare it to gittin, where you do need l'shma, or do we compare it to kiddusha kesef, where you don't need l'shma? Basar debaya hadar pashta. After he asked this question, he answered it himself. Havaya liyitziya makshinan. We definitely link havaya and yitziya. How do I know? Tamar krak, because the pasuk says, v'yatza v'haysa. And of course, the funny thing is, there is no pasuk that says v'yatza v'haysa. What does the pasuk actually say? Yeah, v'yatzah mibeis v'halcha v'haisa l'shacher. But it's in the same pasuk. So we link them together. V'yatzah v'haisa. So that's how we know that the kiddushin has to be lishma. So that will be main point number one in Tesla and Beis. We learn from v'yatzah v'haisa that a shtar kiddushin must be lishma. Any questions before we go to